T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're going to go out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to get out to the line right now and talk to one of my buddies. Heath Evans going to join us right now. Heath, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, brother. It's been too long.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Love having you on the air with us as always. All right, so we're a couple weeks away from the NFL starting again, thank goodness. And camps open up a little bit earlier than normal. I think the first ones are opening up in about 7 days for those Hall of Fame game. The Hall of Fame game teams that have to play there. You don't miss it, do you? Getting ready for training camp, you don't miss any of that, do you? Because I know you work out more than anyone else I've ever seen, but you don't miss that.
Yeah, but I work out by choice. I'm not forced to be in, 100% humidity and 98 degree heat in South Florida. So, no, I don't miss this time of year. The game of football is very, very good to me. But I like to be able to pick my poison when it comes to my pain these days.
Dave Hyde's with me. I just told Dave right before the break that I didn't get the gist of all of it, but you have to explain the 25,000 calorie challenge or whatever you did a month back, because I was watching you as much as I could without, kind of being like, what the hell's going on here? What was that? How do you explain that to somebody out there?
Oh, gosh. So my buddy Michael Hearns, my workout partner, we did it 2 years ago and went viral on his YouTube. People absolutely loved it. We tried to eat 25,000 calories in one day. Year one, I got to about 22,000 calories. Mike tapped out, being the sissy he is, at about 17,000. So this year we decided to do it for charity, and we put Shriners Hospital right smack dab in the middle of it, and we kind of let our fan base kind of come along for the ride. We tried to really bring the cameras along with it all day long for as much as we possibly could. There was literally 10 different meals. I'm sick to my stomach even thinking about it, but we had a great time, got it done, always for a good cause. And so it was just something stupid that my belly is still regretting, but it helped a lot of kids. So we're excited about that part.
I was going to say, you're probably still paying for it. Heath, here's a story I want to hear again, and I talked to you about it several years ago. You being traded or cut by the Dolphins and taking your playbook to the Patriots.
Well, really simple. That was 2005 season. It was week 7. We had a hurricane. I don't remember which of the name of hurricane it was that year. There was so many of them. We actually played the Chiefs on a Friday to try to get ahead of the storm. And then on Sunday, Nick had his staff, someone from the staff called me and say, hey, we're making some changes. Nick's going to call you in a minute. Will you bring us, will you come down and meet with Nick and bring us your playbook? Well, I was living here in Palm Beach, making the commute every single day. So it was about an hour. We were about 2.5 hours away from a hurricane landfall. And they're asking me, to bring in my playbook and meet with Nick before a hurricane touches down. My dad and I were like boarding up our house, the whole deal. It lacked a lot of, we'll call it common sense. Nick eventually called. He said what he had to say. I wasn't about to drive down there. We had lost power for 3+ days. When the power came back on, phone service came back on, the first voicemail was from my agent saying that, the Pats want to sign you. And so when I went, I took everything with me, including my playbook. People made a bigger deal out of the story than what it was. All these playbooks look alike pretty much. Concepts of football, X's and O's, are pretty similar throughout anyone with any type of NFL IQ intelligence. How you call the plays, when you call the plays, adjustments to the plays, that's where the details lie. So Great story for media. Did it have much of an impact? No, because that stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, but you met with Belichick and you said, here, if this helps you out, right? Which is great. You're going to a new team and you're trying to help your, you know, give a competitive advantage.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I gave them probably more of an advantage when it came to how we called checks and the adjustments that we made, because the playbook doesn't tell you anything. I mean, listen, I could take you to, well, not college these days, college offenses, nobody knows what we're watching. It's like little Pop Warner teams drawing up stuff in the dirt trying to create offensive football. It's absolutely pathetic in a lot of ways. But most NFL playbooks, there's a lot of the same concepts, a lot of the plays look exactly alike. How you number them, how you call them, how the protections are labeled, it's really all the same. But listen, when someone swaps teams in the middle of the year, you know, everything from defensive signals, offensive signals, player personnel, you know, you bring a lot of information to your new team about how one team does something. And so, I answered all the questions I possibly could.
Heath Evans joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Okay, so the Dolphins hire a new coach. They bring in Brian Flores, and the Patriot way is kind of coming down here to South Florida a little bit, you know, without Belichick actually coming down here himself, but one of his proteges coming down here. A lot of the times when guys leave Belichick, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be great around the league or be great coaches somewhere else, but Flores is down here. It's got to help out the kind of aura around this Dolphins team, right?
Well, listen, Brian is a sharp dude. I've known him for a long, long time, and he's definitely earned his stripes the right way under Bill. But, you know, people have labeled this thing the Patriot way for a long, long time. You know, I call it the Belichick way. And, Zach, you kind of mentioned that without calling it that.
Sure.
And so Bill has a gift. It's not a gift only with player personnel. It's a gift of literally just feeling and understanding the game as it unfolds. He has a gift of dealing with different types of personalities and players. He has a gift of how to manage other men and still allow those men to feel like men. And so, you know, Brian's got a tough job. You know, listen, there's been a lot of dysfunction in this organization consistently for a long, long time. And so something's got to give. What I know about the NFL is, you know, anything with two heads is a freak. There has to be one man in control with full football authority. So you know who to blame or you know who to praise when things fall apart or when they fall together. And so I think a lot of young head coaches, a lot of times aren't given a really fair share or a fair shake to succeed because you got a GM intervening in ways that they don't need to be intervening. You got sometimes ownership intervening in ways they shouldn't be intervening. And it really restricts it restricts the ability of a new head coach to make the decisions needed to be made to put the team he needs to put on the field. And so a lot of times I've seen in the 18, 19 years that I've been involved in the NFL that a coach will get blamed for something that sure he had a part in, but he didn't have full control of. And so I'm hoping Brian just gets a fair shake to build a roster that he wants to build and really train these men in the way that he thinks is best, and then put a product on the field over the next 2, 3, 4 seasons, and let's see what he's capable of. Obviously, we know who he's competing against, and that's an uphill battle to say the least.
The Patriots have owned the AFC East for a long time, owned the Dolphins for this whole millennium, pretty much. What's it like to play inside Tom Brady's offense, work with him, you know, deal with him on a day-to-day basis?
I've always said Brady's the most humble superstar you'll ever meet. There is an expectation of mental, physical, emotional excellence when you step in that building. And that's not just offensively. That's just what Bill has created. And he is going to lead by example. He is going to sacrifice more than anyone. He will put in more time and more effort and more disciplined study than anybody else, and he expects you to follow his lead. And Brady has followed that lead now for 2 decades, and the proof has really kind of given the NFL an example of how to go about building rosters, how to go about handling the media, how to do a lot of things. And a lot of people refuse to copy the things that you can duplicate. The team first mentality being the biggest, boldest, baddest one, you know, and you see guys from Tom Brady all the way down every single year sacrifice for what is best for that team. And if anyone's personality or ego or stats or hunger for personal fame and success get in the way and become even a ounce of a cancer to that team, Bill tells them to go bye-bye very, very quickly before that selfish attitude can affect anybody else. And they do not they're never going to put talent over team. And they're never going to put a personality, a coach, anything, no matter how talented or how gifted or how great that athlete's ceiling may be, over the ideology that the team always has to be first. And we have seen that when you put the team first and you stockpile 53 men that are willing to sacrifice their own stats for the benefit of the team stats, what you can create. In a day and age where every player is worried about their personal brand, their stats, their touchdowns, their tackles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Bill's found a way to create consistency with old school, humble mentality, grind it out football.
Yeah, interesting stuff there, what goes on in the Patriots. And also winning, too. He brings a lot of winning to that franchise as well. We've seen that over the years. All right, so this Saturday, by the way, Saturday, July 13th at the Loveland Athletic Center. It's on the campus of the King's Academy. You're going to have a big seminar, a big Built Ready Sports Performance Seminar. Talk a little bit about that. Go to builtready.com for tickets and more information. But give us a little heads up of what's going on there.
Well, you know, during my playing days, I've always loved Palm Beach County. I've loved South Florida. We used to do my 7-on-7, and I love athletes. I mean, people say, Heath, you get so passionate talking about football. I'm like, you should see me talking to young athletes about how to chase their dreams and how to set a plan and go after the goals they've set for their athletic career. And so on Saturday at 10 a.m. here in South Florida, the King's Academy in West Palm Beach, Florida, I'm going to give parents and athletes just that. I'm going to give them 6 different topics of discussion, everything from how to recover, how to work flexibility, how to train speed, athleticism, all that stuff. Most important, I'm going to dive into the mental mechanics it takes to succeed. Zach, you've known me for a long, long time. Yeah. I was a good athlete, but when you compare me to the guys in the NFL, I was as average as it gets, but yet still had 10 years and was able to make a mark in different levels of the NFL. And so I'm going to take 6 different topics. There's going to be plenty of time for Q&A. And I'm going to just help train parents how to nurture and encourage their kids how to chase their dreams and then give them the tools necessary to set a plan, a course of action about how, if they want to pay for their college, if they've got aspirations of being in the pros, whether you're a female soccer player or a varsity football player, sports performance, especially when it comes to the mental mechanics, it's all the same. And if we're training for speed and athletic power and stuff that converts to the tennis court or to the basketball court, you're going to train a high school athlete really the same. And you're going to start that training, in the 6th, 7th grade, like I did with my dad, if you have that option. And so I'm going to try to give that information to parents so we can see more kids from South Florida be able to really chase their dreams and reach the levels of success that I have.
BuiltReady.com is the website. It's a Built Ready Sports Performance Seminar. It's this Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Loveland Athletic Center on the campus of the King's Academy. Heath, always love having you on the show. We'll talk to you again soon, and good luck this weekend. And by the way, just before I let you go, what was the last thing you ate in the 25,000-calorie challenge? The last thing you ate to get to the 25,000?
It was an Oreo milkshake. And it didn't stay down very long.
I figured if there was one thing you'd remember, it was the last thing. Heath, great talking to you, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
You guys are awesome. Thanks, Zach.
All right. That was Heath Evans joining us. Man, that guy talks, by the way, and the text machine lights up with just people. Just crazy people up there. Oh, I can't believe he did that with the playbook. Then someone else texted in, by the way, in the middle of that. By the way, Heath not the only one to do that. Keith Byers did the same thing when he was cut by the Dolphins and picked up by the Patriots. Patriots knew every single play the Finns were calling that week.
Well, I would agree with him that the playbook itself isn't interesting, isn't as compelling as the fact that, okay, do you know the you know, what you're going to call it, the line. You know, now I remember Shula was given a Raiders playbook and someone found in the trash in their visiting locker room with the Raiders, and he put it back in the trash.
Did he really?
No, it's a question. Wow. Did Al Davis plan it back then? So game's been around for a while.
All right, BuiltReady.com. If you're interested in that seminar this weekend, the Built Ready Sports Performance Seminar with Heath Evans this weekend in West Palm Beach at the Loveland Athletic Center. It's Saturday, July 13th, 10 a.m. to noon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.